At long last, after much delay, the launch of the public consultation into the Programme for Cohesion, Sharing and Integration. To you and me, that's a shared future strategy. It remains to be seen where this consultation announced by the Office of First and Deputy First Minister will bring us all, or indeed where it'll go when it's rolled out in all its glory. But even now, there are some important questions coming up, like, for instance, how will we know if it works? Who'll be judging its progress? And how will they do that? Well, with me in the studio, a couple of people who know what it takes to share space in Belfast. Joe O'Donnell, who's now director of the Belfast Interface Project, and Jim Wilson, who's a loyalist community worker in East Belfast. Good afternoon to you both. Thanks for coming in. It's been a long time in the coming, Joe O'Donnell, the shared future strategy. I mean, the question of how you measure it is actually quite an important one, isn't it? How do we know where we've got to if we're not measuring ourselves along the way?
Absolutely. I think that's vitally important, and I do recognise that we are going through a consultation programme with this document at the minute, but I would suggest that if this was a community organisation involved in delivering a programme like this, that's the very thing that people would be looking for. Outputs and outcomes, time frames, monitoring, evaluation, results. You know, one of the things that I find that would be very helpful for this, and I see at the very end of it, it mentions about equality proofing, but it should be good relations proofed as well. I mean, that's the key aspect of the document, and why not? I have no difficulty with equality proofing of it, but it should also be good relations proofed as well.
He's got all the jargon, Jim, and so have you, because between the two of you, I would say you probably filled in more forms on these topics than you could shake a stick at. But that good relations proofing, the measurement, getting the right outcomes from it, I mean, that's what you've been trying to do with all of the things that you've been involved with. This needs to do the same, doesn't it?
Well, it needs to get the proper mechanisms, and I think to get the proper mechanisms, the very important factor was about the key stakeholders. It's very important that the people who do the work at the interfaces are the ones who can tell them how it has been working and how they hope it to work in the future. And the outcomes then, I would say, would be very fruitful. But if you leave the key stakeholders out at any stage, then it's doomed to failure.
And have you been left out?
Well, in unionist loyalist circles at the present, you know, sometimes we find ourselves having to fight our way in to places to try and get our voices heard. And most of our communities, it's a lot easier for Joe, because Joe and the party that they're belonging to is Sinn Féin, is the second largest party. Whereas within the circles that we, loyalist community workers, work in, we find that we sometimes have to do a lot harder stuff to get in, to get our voices heard. So that, and it's not just about because of who we are and what we are, it's because we want the right things to be done. We want the people to be heard who are actually doing the work. As I said to one of your people earlier on, you know, it's no sense in sitting down and talking to a consultant and asking you how you deal with something that happens at 3 o'clock in the morning, whenever you get up out of your bed to go round to an interface to talk to Joe or other people, how you deal with these things and how you deal with getting people to brought together and how you build these relationships. It's important that those people who have been doing that are the ones that are consulted and dealing with it.
I mean, you're the guys who've been on the ground over the years and literally have been dealing with each other in these circumstances. I mean, I bet you've each got the other's mobile number on speed dial in your phone in your pocket. That kind of, you know, a bit of smiling here, so I think the answer to that's maybe he doesn't answer it. No. Sure, you send him a text message then. But, you know, when you've done that kind of work, do you too, Joe, get frustrated that, you know, documents like this come out? Okay, they go out to consultation, but would you have liked to have had a bigger hand in it in the first place?
Yes, certainly. And again, I think this is where we have to try and play some catch-up to have an influence in this. And we are where we are, and I think we need to sort of broadly welcome this document. It says all the right things. Now we just need to make sure it does what it says on the tin. I mean, it needs to be able to deliver. It recognises a number of key factors. It recognises the direct link between poverty and disadvantage in areas and interface communities and the problems that they solve or they that need to be solved there. So there are good issues raised in it. What we need to see is how they're delivered. Jim's right. Key stakeholders need to be there, and they need to be people who are working directly at interfaces. We have, over this last number of years between us, tried to build a cohesion and capacity within communities to deal with this type of